Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? I can't hear you.
Hope you guys had a great weekend. I'm Cynthia Johnson, and I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson and Gloria Wells in our chat room. We're your hosts this morning as we continue our book study of Dr. Reggie's book, Secret Power of Words, Manifesting What You Say. Wow. Hey, Dr. Reggie, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic and manifesting all the time.
Ooh, I know that's right. You know, I say it all the time. I love this book. We're almost at the end of this book, and I'm really trying to figure out what our next book will be. I think I may have found it, but I'll announce it later this week so that you guys can go and pick the book up or order the book. we're going to, since I've been in this book study, Dr. Reggie, I have become more cognizant of the things that I say and how it impacts my life. And, you know, no matter how long you have been on this path, there's always work that you can do in understanding these principles and really making them part of your daily life. I think that's our biggest challenge. We've heard all of this stuff before. Most of the scriptures that you have written and added to this book, Dr. Reggie, we've heard before. We've sat in church and heard them over and over. What we fail to do is to put it into practice, or to really pay attention. And that's the whole purpose of Circles of Prosperity. I'm not teaching you any newfangled stuff. That's why I go back and pull from the Bible to say, look, if you've sat in church for 40 years or 50 years and you've heard these scriptures, probably never really thought about what they meant. This is what they mean. I'm trying to translate it so that you can make it a part of your life. And I will pull from any number of sources and try to show you the link between here's what's being said in the Bible. Here's what this inspired word of man. Because, see, God did not stop speaking to us through us. A lot of what's in the Bible, those were men inspired words from God. That what mode of communication has not stopped. And that's why I look at these other books, and they're all tying in. And it's the same principles, and that's why I trace them back from that which we know to be our number one source, which is the Bible, and I trace it all the way through. So I'm not teaching you, you know, they go, oh, that's all that New Age stuff. This is not New Age. It's old wisdom for a new age. That's all. Okay. So, Dr. Reggie, you want to take us into our morning prayer?
Mm-hmm. We breathe in life, Father, and we thank you for another day, yet a brand new day, beginning a brand new week, a day in which you've never seen, and we want to make the best of it. We thank you for all the listeners who joined us on Circles of Prosperity, because we know that life runs in cycles. And this circle is a magnificent one with many listeners always, always coming in from around the globe. And we thank you for touching their hearts and their minds. Let them have open and receptive ears and minds and hearts to do the works that have transcribed through the Holy Spirit. We know that it's going to happen always. It is now. I believe it is so. And so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. You know, this morning we're moving into chapter 8, and it's about affirmations.
Wow.
Affirmations. And you know, now, look, everybody's heard the word affirmations. Everybody's heard, oh, that's positive thinking. Yes. But now we're really going to focus on affirmations and the power that they have in our life. Dr. Reggie starts this chapter out with a quote from William James that says, "Positive belief at the start of a doubtful undertaking is often the one thing ensuring its success."
Amen.
Amen. You know, you don't necessarily have to be 100% in belief when you say an affirmation. It grows over time. Your belief grows over time from the repetition of it. You are training your subconscious mind to believe that. And what do we say about a belief? It's just a thought that you think all the time. And that's why affirmations are so positive. To affirm means to make it firm. An affirmation is simply a spoken declaration in the present tense, which creates a desired reality. We use affirmations all the time. But many times we tell ourselves things that do not support our highest good. So how many? What are you saying right now? Something that you say over and over again that's not for your highest good. There's a guy that has a radio show, and the callers call in and they say, "Oh, how are you?" And he says, "Better than I deserve. Better than I deserve." What an affirmation, huh? Is that for his highest good? Every time I hear it, it makes my body jolts. You know, if you're feeling great, you deserve to feel great. So that's on some level saying, "Oh, I'm feeling great, but I'm not worthy of it." Why would you say that? Why? Life is a huge blessing. And so sometimes we get caught into the trap of repeating sayings. And then now he's got a whole listening audience that's their mantra, better than I deserve.
But you know why that is, Cynthia? I got to say something. It comes from even at a UPS store that I go to in Mableton sometimes, one of the guys who's a co-owner of the store says the same thing. I asked him, where did that come from? He said, from church.
Yeah, there's a guy that has a radio station.
I believe you, but I'm just telling you, I asked him where it came from. He said, mm-hmm. from his church. I said, no, it's a horrible thing to say. But see, the church is teaching that as a worthless sinner, a person who's always going to commit crimes against God, you know, you don't deserve it. So better than I deserve, when there's some favor shown from the universe, they feel it's better than I deserve. But it's not better than you deserve. You deserve more.
And here's the other thing, when we take that a little bit further, Dr. Reggie, if you are doing well, it's because you spoke it into existence.
Yes.
You thought about it and you spoke it into existence, and you're getting exactly what you desired, which is a glorious thing.
Mm-hmm.
People are saying it and not even knowing what they're saying and not even paying attention to it. And that's what I'm asking our audience today. Are you saying something because mama said it, daddy said it? And what is it really saying? What does it really mean, these little sayings? Listen, many times depression is caused by repressed anger, resentment, hurt, and disappointment. Once you are in a spiral of depression, it is imperative that you change what you are telling yourself before you become physically ill or even suicidal. So you may use affirmations to create positive self-talk and change the habit of negativity and pessimism and self-pity and sarcasm, or being overly dependent upon the approval of others. Here's what Mahatma Gandhi said. If I have a belief that I can do it, I shall surely acquire the capacity to do it, even if I have not had that belief in the beginning. wow, if I have a belief that I can do it, I shall surely acquire the capacity to do it, even if I have not had that belief in the beginning. Which means if I just desire it and I claim it and I affirm it as so, then I can achieve it. I love that statement. I love that quote. So the only thing that limits, Dr. Reggie, I'm getting an echo. The only thing that limits the power of an affirmation is unbelief and doing them half-heartedly. The only thing that limits the power of your words as an affirmation is your unbelief. There will still be some benefit, but not as great. So the law of duplication says that whatever you desire to bring into your existence will manifest equal to the extent that you desire it. If a person truly believes or has faith that they will achieve what is being stated in the affirmation, the goal is reached much quicker. Even if you don't believe your affirmation will work, it is still beneficial to do them because faith comes by what? Faith comes by hearing the words. Your thoughts create your beliefs, and your subconscious mind will accept as fact whatever you tell it. It is your conscious mind that needs to continue hearing the new statements in order to be reprogrammed. An affirmation may be far from what you perceive to be your present reality, and you may feel silly saying them, but the more you repeat your affirmations, the more your subconscious mind will believe them and then begin to replace your old negative thoughts with limiting beliefs with these positive thinking that create endless opportunities for success. I told you about the Diana chant of the goddess, which continues to bring prosperity. Dr. Reggie, tell us about that chant.
California. And they had their big psychic fair. And I said, well, that sounds like fun. Since I'm intuitive, I'll do it. And I went to register and everything for the fair. And people sitting out in the audience are looking at all the people lined up as they call them psychics or intuitive sitting out in the back in the hall. They are choosing which person they want to go to get a reading. And I feel like I was in a meat market. It was weird. And I went, I sat near the front row, and some people chose me. Some people didn't know me, and they walked past, and some people chose other people. There are people dressed like gurus and everything. I said, oh, my God, it was crazy. It was like a carnival. And the first week or the first month I was there, I said, I don't like this, Cynthia. I told her I don't like it. I just didn't like the experience. Did you get readings? I said, I did, but I didn't like it. So the people who own the organization said, oh, we want him back. Please come back. Please come back. So I did, but this time I went back armed with affirmations. And I found this chant in this book. It was a chant to the goddess, the female personality of God, the female side energy of God, because God is male and female simultaneously. So what I did was I said, since Diana is back in the days of the Roman Empire, I'm going to do a chant. I did, and when I did that chant, I tell you, so many clients came. They came all the way from a different part of California, from Chula Vista into Anaheim, and that's a very long way.
Mm-hmm.
And this place opened at 10 o'clock. There were people lining up at 9:30 in the morning. So I did the readings for them, and it was really amazing to me. It was very successful when I did the chant.
Do you recall the words to the chant?
Not directly. I wrote them down in the book.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. And they may be there, but I did. It's really a simple chant. It's about energy. You're thanking goddess, the goddess energy of God, Diana. And it's really a simple chant about Diana, Diana. I thank you for the energy chant. I thank you so much for blessing me, the blessings of Diana. And when you do that, it's a simple thing, but I think more than the words themselves, what's even more powerful are the intentions and the feelings when you're chanting, knowing that already you have the power and the success. And I tell you, it worked. There, mm-hmm. It was lined up for weeks. I had to, when I went in there, it was crazy.
So
people
you
were booking way ahead of time.
You called what did not exist into existence.
Yes,
you?
I did, and that's what the Bible says you can do.
Exactly, it does. So it doesn't matter what the words are, but that you spoke it. I remember that you just. I remember when it all happened. I don't remember the words, but I remember you anointing your space and calling,
yes.
And praying over your space where you were doing your readings and calling forth people to come to you.
And I burned white candles to indicate the purity of the energy.
So, you know, it just takes a little effort on your part of the things that you desire. And look, when you look at your life, okay, so you have accomplished things, you will see that you have implemented all of the principles that we're teaching. Any great achievement that you've accomplished in your life, go back and analyze it. Analyze what you were thinking at the time and how you dealt with challenges at the time and how what you were telling people about what you were doing, the words that came out of your mouth. When I go back and look at some of my more significant accomplishments in this reality, I recognize that I didn't have doubt. I didn't have fear. I was very clear about what I wanted to accomplish. Very clear. There was no there was just absolutely no question in my mind that I was going to achieve it. And everybody has something that they have accomplished in their life that they are proud of. And if you go back and analyze how you felt going through the process, you will see that you utilized every one of these principles. And the number one principle was the way you talked about what you wanted to, what you desired. Guarantee you. It's a wonderful exercise, and it lets you know how powerful you really are. Let's go on through the rest of this chapter very quickly. The mind can only hold one thought at any one given time and will replace one thought with another. So if you decide you would like to replace whatever does not serve you or benefit you or even profit you, just substitute it with something that serves you better and is more worthwhile or that will bring you gain. The new thought must be repeated at least three times in the mind to believe that you really want to replace your previous thought and that you are serious about having that change occur, and repeat that new thought until it is a naturally occurring thought. And we know that that takes at least 28 days. Usually people say it takes a month. So that's 28 to 30 days, but if we're in the cycle of the universe, it's 28 days. The cycle of the moon, it's 28 days. So do affirmations really work? Yes, indeed. Affirmations changed Irene Espinosa's life. Oh, I love Irene. She's one of Dr. Reggie's clients in California. And in January 2005, to assist some of my students in Los Angeles, I taught a quick course in Kabbalah, which is the mystical aspect of the Jewish faith. And Irene had this lower back injury that had caused her pain for 16 years. I gave them this simple phrase to use as an affirmation or a mantra, calling upon or declaring the name of God. And when repeating Dr. Reggie, I'm going to let you say this because I got my tongue. Yahweh Vahe,
Geburah, Gebedura, one of those, Olam, Amen. All those things are talking about the Kabbalistic and Kabbalah, Kabbalistic cross. And she said that over and over again. And when she did, the Yahweh Vahe, Gebedura, Gebevula, Lo Olam, Amen. That's like saying, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen, like Jesus, but it was in Kabbalah.
Yeah.
And when that happened, her back pain was erased. It was gone. And it still is.
So here's the thing. That Yahweh, Vahe,
mm-hmm.
you are calling upon the God within, the God that you are, that calls forth and commands the realms of chaos as well as all others. And so you ask the students to say the name of God 106 times, which equals a 7, because that is how many levels that we are supposed to be from, which is the Godhead.
It was amazing to see that happen with all the students.
106 times. Yahweh Vaheh. 106 times, and it's the combination of the two. She did, and I, you know, the other thing that you did around the same time was you taught them how to make this youth from the sun, this youth potion from the sun. They would sit, they would take this water and place it in the sun, and then they would pray over it to put the intention of youthfulness in the water, and then drink that water. And listen, we've been here for 7 years, so this was and Irene was already in her 60s, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
And we went back to California, and she actually looks younger than
she. It was amazing to see how she looked. She does it faithfully. When
she
people say, "Oh, this doesn't work," oh, then it won't work for them because they don't believe it. So when they do it, do the process. You can't force somebody to believe, but they manifest by default a lot of times. And what you do is planting a seed in their mind, and they grab it. When they do it, you see the results, and you are amazed because they take it to heart. They do
it. Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I love about the story, how Jesus approached everyone. He says, "Do you believe that you will be healed?" And they say, "Yes." Then he would say, "Then be it done unto you according to your what?"
Faith.
Your yes, which equals and means what? Your belief. Yes. Okay. So I am creating a set of affirmation cards that will fit in your pocket to use for this purpose. But until these are available, you may write a single positive affirmation on a 3x5 card index and take one card with you as your affirmation for the day. You may want to put them where you will see them throughout the day. So I suggest taping them to your bathroom or your dresser mirror, or the dashboard of your car, or your desk at your office or home. And you know what I do is I have a screensaver with my affirmations. I remember specifically I was in a work environment that I felt was just a battle zone, and I had a scripture that I was using as my affirmation, which is, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon formed against me shall prosper." And I could see that every day, and it just gave me so much strength. So you want to put them in your wallet. Whenever you reach in to pull that debit card out or that credit card out, you can have a positive affirmation there about your abundance, the flow of money into your life. And Dr. Reggie says, "A bird doesn't sing because it has an answer. It sings because it has a song." That's from Maya Angelou. So you want to sing these affirmations as spiritual songs to yourself, or use them as mantras to manifest your desires and a new self-image. And set aside some time each day for affirmations to encourage yourself and build up your self-esteem. Meditation is somewhat like hypnotism because it allows your conscious mind to rest so your subconscious mind can be reprogrammed. And it works because the participant is focused on an inner reality. But in these altered states, the power of suggestion is very strong. And when affirmations are used during a meditative state, wow, your subconscious mind just readily accepts it, it retains it, and guess what? It even acts upon these positive suggestions. And so you may want to make a tape recording of your own voice reciting these affirmations to listen to when you're falling asleep at night. Or try to do the affirmations at the same time each day to develop the habit. And take a moment to relax and center for a couple of minutes before you begin in order to set the tone of prayer. That's why we open our lesson every morning, to shift the energy for you to and open your hearts and your minds to receive these messages. Remember, you're not stating the affirmation for your ears only. They are for the universe to hear and to help you carry out. Your words have power. The one thing that's wonderful about affirmations is the one time that you are consciously aware of what you're saying, and you're sending that energy out to the universe to start stirring up stuff to work on your behalf. So speak the statements clearly and with faith and with emotion. What is that? Intention, belief, faith, and emotion, feeling, love, right? However you decide to use them, they will work if you are diligent. You will get results based on the effort you put forth. Very little effort, very poor results. Much effort, good results. So, you can, you know, if you are desiring to have someone to love you and you want to take control over the thoughts or the will of another person, that's manipulation and control. You know, you cannot make someone love you. And you must not try to force things to happen in your life, especially in matters of the heart. If you are trying to attract love into your life, begin by developing a loving relationship with yourself. You've heard this over and over again. And then hold a clear idea in your mind of the qualities you're looking for in a partner. And do not attach to the outcome by saying you must have a relationship with this specific person, since you are only responsible for changing your own life. That's all you can change. That's all you really have the power to change is you. But that changing you impacts everything around you. So Dr. Reggie says, since you are only responsible for changing your own life and do not have the right to interfere with the free will of another person, the affirmations I suggest are directed or positioned to change things only for the person stating them. So trying to change someone else may end up causing more problems than it solves. My father used to tell me all the time, if you're digging a hole for one, you might as well dig two. Because it's coming out of your mouth, you're creating it for yourself. You're creating the situation for you. So be careful what you're asking for. So let's start with a couple of I can statements that focus on your potential to grow and to change and to help yourself. I can alter my habits. I can be a winner. I can be assertive. I can be honest with my feelings. I can be positive. I can be strong. I can change. I can control my temper. I can control my own body. I can create the life I want. I can gain self-confidence. I can grow. I can handle all changes that come my way. I can handle my children. I can handle my own problems. I can have what I want. I can heal. I can laugh. I can have fun. I can let go of being compulsive. I can let go of fear. I can let go of guilt. I can lose weight. I can lose weight. I can lose weight. Oh, how's this one if you're in school? I can pass this test. I can pass this test. I can show others a good example. I can stop smoking. I can succeed. I can take risk in order to reach my goal. And you know what? You can almost take the can out of this. I alter my habits. I am a problem solver. I am a winner. I am assertive. I control my temper. I control my own body. I create the life I want. I lose weight easily. I show others a good example. And I think the reason, Dr. Reggie, you put can in there is to help people gently move into
the I am.
The idea that they can actually do it.
Well, that's what it's about. So once you know that you can do something, then you're more confident and assured. Then you can boldly say, I am this person. I am it. And you made a transformative statement.
Yes. So maybe you're not 100% sure. You can start with an I can. I can is better than I can't. So, and notice how it changes when you move into the belief. If you and you start saying that for 30 days, you're going to move into making it more, even more affirmative by saying I am, or you know, it already is, declaring it that you are already that which you have called for. So it will change as your belief begins to change. Then Dr. Reggie talks about I will affirmations. The I will statement that affirm the positive change that you want to make in your life and your willingness to accomplish your goals. These are positive statements of what you want to have happen. I will means that that's your divine will from your true self as spirit. And that's powerful. Listen, I will control my temper today. I will eat healthy today. I will face my fears courageously today. I will feel good things about me today. I will feel less guilt each day. Again, you're at least acknowledging that you have the ability to change and that you're putting forth your best effort to change, which is a lot stronger than saying, I won't, right? It's difficult for me to eat healthy. I can't eat healthy. But listen, I am putting my best foot forward today to eat healthy. I will eat healthy today. And as that belief begins to grow inside of you, what does the affirmation change to? I eat healthy every day. And then the next thing that comes is, I am healthy. Right? Okay. And then he goes into the I am affirmations. Those are powerful. Those are powerful. The I am statements are more assertive, and they affirm who you are and how you want to see yourself. When you speak them with confidence and with emotion, wow. God did not say to Moses, I will be that I am. No, what did he say? I am that I am. So the power of now energy, that creates concrete reality.
Yes, it does.
If you want it, you got to say it. If you want it, you got to say it, okay? I am a capable person. I am a deserving human being. I am forgiving and a loving person. I am a good friend to have. I am a good person. I am a leader. I am a positive thinker. I am alive. I am allowing myself to be loved today. I am always able to maintain my ideal weight. I am always able to maintain my ideal weight. I am always connected with divine love. I am always in harmony with the universe. I am always productive. I am always safe and protected. I am an excellent communicator. I am appreciated. I am assertive. I am one with my inner child. I am at peace with my life. I am at peace with myself. I am attractive. I am aware of my personal power. I am beautiful. I am bold. I am calm. I am capable. I am caring. I am charismatic. I am competent. I am confident. Oh, I am constantly adding to my income. I am courageous. I am creative. I am decisive. I am drawing like-minded people into my life. I am empowered. I am easily able to solve problems. I am energetic. I am enjoying relationships that are right for me. I am enthusiastic. I am exactly as I should be. I am filled with energy. I am filled with faith. I am filled with love and divine truth. I am filled with new ideas. I am forgiving. I am free. I am free of guilt and shame. I am free to be myself. I am friendly. I am generous. I'm giving. I'm handsome or I'm pretty. I am healthy in all aspects of my being. I am honest. I am honored. I am improving every day. I'm in control of my health and wellness. I am in control of my life. I am in touch with my feelings. I am intelligent. I am joyful. I am kind. I am loving. I am my own best friend. I am one with the universe. And so it is. Woo!
Vince Peale said, even in his older age, he said, every day and in every way, I'm getting healthy, wealthy, and wise. And he was.
Yes. What a declaration. Listen, you start saying these as I was going through these and saying them. Oh, my God, the energy that flows through you, declaring all of these positive attributes for you, it will set you on fire.
It sure will. It got me over my fear of stage because when I was younger, I said, oh, my God, all these people are here and these nuns and all these oh, my God, what am I going to say? And I made an affirmation for myself to say, you know what, I am bold and confident and friendly and loving. And I will look at one person when I start to sing in a band. I said, I'm looking at one person and I'll get my focus from there and then scan up to the audience. Everybody has a crippling fear of public speaking or singing in public or whatever. But that's how I got over it, and I got over it very well. And I was so happy when I did. That gave me an Emmy Award on NBC. At that same time when I did that in Washington, D.C., and people started recognizing me on the street when I sang in this band. It was amazing. It was really amazing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And the producers of that show on NBC were Gail Mooney and Alexis Revis. And the show was called Stuff. It was educational TV for children. And I sang and did all the stuff, and it was amazing.
Mm. So I want to hear from our audience, Dr. Reggie. Here you are sharing how you used affirmations to get over your fear. I want to hear some affirmations from our audience. Would you press one on your telephone keypad or type it into the chat room and let us know your favorite affirmation?
Yes.
Wow. Press one. Everybody's asleep this morning.
They're more aware than you can realize. They are.
Listen, here's one. I am healthy, wealthy, and wise. I love that one, too. I am healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Mr. Norman Vincent Peale.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. So listen, what we're going to do is go ahead and, oh, we got another one. Oh, hey, Pam, Alain Malicious.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Pam, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
I know you are. You're such a sweetheart.
What's your affirmation?
Oh, one of mine is, I am everything God wants me to be while I'm on this planet.
Wow.
That's
now,
awesome.
That is powerful.
Yes. Everything God wants me to be while I'm on this planet. That's awesome.
It is.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Pam.
I love that
You're
one.
You're welcome. And you mm-hmm. are both.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, wait a minute. I just cut your mic off. What did you say?
Oh, I said, in closing, I said, and you are both very awesome.
Oh.
We love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Have a good day.
All right.
You too. Well, what time do you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning? Cause it's
I know.
California
She's on,
time.
On the West Coast. Talk about a trooper. 4 o'clock.
I know. She is a trooper.
Hey, Jean, what's your affirmation? Oh,
good morning, Dr. Regine.
Good morning, Jean.
My affirmation is, I am love, light, and peace.
Amen. That is your mantra.
That is, and I love that one.
That's her signature. I am love, light, and peace.
I love that. That's beautiful. Because when you are love, that's the most powerful emotion there is. And when you're light, that's an energy of God. And it can only do one thing, put you at peace with yourself and the world.
That's right.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Love, light,
Thank
and
you.
Peace.
Thank
Beautiful
you.
Mantra.
Love, light, and peace, precious.
Mm-hmm, I love it.
Okay. We have
I think
time.
People should do homework assignment.
Well, tell them about it.
I think what people should do is let us know maybe tomorrow or the next day. Write down when you want to happen in your life and say, I am this particular thing that you're looking for, because it's how you manifest. Like, I am in a dynamic and powerful and loving relationship, and know that it is.
Mm.
You know, I am attracting wealth to me, more than just the amount to pay a bill, but a surplus of energy to have more wealth, because God ain't broke. And the third one, to know that I am healed in my body, I am healthy in my mind, and I'm healthy in my thoughts right now. And so it is.
And so it is. We have time for one more. Good morning. Hello, you have an affirmation for us? I'm talking to 6259. Can you hear me?
Oh, that's me. I thought I was calling from my house phone. Good morning, Dr. Reggie.
Good morning. Is this Cody?
Yeah, this is Cody.
How are you? That was funny. I said, oh, my God. What is my number? I don't know.
Yeah, because I usually call for my house number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First of all, I said peace and blessings. And I have some affirmations, but I'll be honest with you, I haven't been saying them. I haven't been
Uh-oh.
All. Yeah, I know. And I was just listening to both of you, and I was thinking about a couple of years ago, Melanie came to visit me, and we typed some affirmations, and I stuck them on the mirror, and I was just listening to the affirmations that, you know, were being shared, and I think the best way I love my body is whole, completely healed, and functions perfectly. I am slim and getting slimmer and slimmer every time, and so on. And I was saying, well, you know, you got a whole mirror full, but you don't say them. And I think that's because at some point in time, where the way things have been going in my life, which could be better, but things are manifesting. So I was fortunate enough to get the loan modification, which I had no idea I was going to get. And
oh,
I knew
right.
it had to be God, because I had everything. I didn't qualify for nothing before foreclosure. And God is so awesome. He's so awesome.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And when I got that letter, I wasn't going to open it, because all the UPS is telling me about foreclosures and what to do and that. And I thought I had a PhD in hearing about all that because of the mail. But when I got this particular letter and I felt it, and I said, all I could do is look up in the sky and say, thank you, God, because God can do all of things. I mean,
yes.
You cannot have anything right according to them, but you're right in the eyes of God. So
mm-hmm.
I was very fortunate for that. And I will read, I'm looking at 10 affirmations, and I'm going to read them all every day, because I, too, agree that if you practice, whatever you practice, you bring into existence, whatever you speak. But you got to believe it yourself, and
yes.
you got to speak it continuously. You know, even when things seem like they're going opposite, you still
mm-hmm.
repeat these affirmations. And
you sure
you
do.
Letting me share. Okay.
Wow. Thank you. Oh, what an awesome thing.
That's beautiful,
yeah.
Cody, and congratulations. We love you, and we see you in the highest
well,
realm.
You.
We see
I
the highest light
down
of
down
God.
Y'all are my family down there.
I know that.
We are, baby. We love you. Wow. What? I'm glad I clicked on you. What great news.
I'm glad I recognized that with my cell phone number, because I'm ready to say 2508, which is the house number. And I forgot I had pressed 1. You know, I said, well, maybe she ain't going to get to me today.
Oh, bless your heart. No, I got
thank
you.
Uh-huh.
And all those numbers together equal a 6. And you know it represents creation.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow, that's
mm-hmm.
Reggie.
Yes.
Yeah, we up here getting ready for this 75-year-old. They haven't had a hurricane like this in here for 75 years. So, you know, this is going to be a monster up here.
But you know what? It's going to be a blessing for you, because your house is protected and you are loved by God and you can withstand any storm. And as Jesus did, you can speak to the storm and say, peace, be still.
Be still. Oh, God, thank you, Dr. Rest. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't want my buildings to fall down.
No, no, that will not happen.
Don't declare
okay.
that.
I
know.
Declare that. No.
Right.
Like
what?
You said, For, you know, one of my
we love you, Cody. We want you to have a blessed day, a powerful
thank
day.
You. I love both of y'all. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Peace and blessings.
Okay.
We're a little over time this morning, guys, but it was well worth it to hear that testimony from Cody. And so we're going to go ahead and go into our closing prayer.
Father, thank you for this beautiful lesson about what we affirm and what we decree and what we declare to be true, because it will be in the energy of reality. When we speak, we set out a vibration and an energy signature from our soul level that when we say something, we put a blessing on it. We believe it is so right now, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is.